It's that time again, the time for Living the Good Life, right here from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And oh, are we ever glad to be with you today and waiting to see what God is going to do in a mighty way. It's going to be powerful. So we're glad you've joined us. Call a friend and get some more people listening. And it's going to be one of those days. It was that one of those days here at Beacon of Hope this morning. Pastor Jim, I don't know about you, but I think we were just like carried out to glory here a few times today.
It was an incredible service. We started having prayer service, so basically the...
Early morning, 8:30.
Yeah, and you and I started, and then other people joined in, and the Holy Spirit moved.
Woo!
That continued over into the service.
Right. Oh, my heavens. And just a powerful move of God's Holy Spirit. And if some of you are saying, oh, I don't even know what that means. Well, it's so wonderful to be flowing in the Spirit with Almighty God, to sense His presence, to follow His direction and His leading in our services, to pray for those that He says to pray for, to move in the gifts of the Spirit. And that is what was going on today. So before Cindy Henderson calls in here, Nan, I'm going to pick on you.
Okay.
And the reason being, Nan, you are so flowing in the Holy Spirit today. Doesn't it feel wonderful when we can just submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit within us and move in the gifts as you were and as we all, several of us were today? The gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It was just totally incredible.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
A very humbling experience.
Well, it's about obedience, don't you think, Nan?
Yes.
Because, I mean, so often I think people miss blessings because others that God is instructing to pray over them or to speak a word over them, they just don't do it because for whatever reason.
Right. Well, yes, so they just will not move. You need to be obedient to the moving, the Spirit of the Lord leading you to do something. And mighty
Absolutely.
Things are done as a result of you simply being a willing, obedient servant and moving forward as He leads you to do.
Absolutely. And that is what God is doing. Cindy Henderson, are you on the line?
I am.
Woo, welcome, miracle. Yeah, you're a miracle. Yeah.
Thank you, PM.
PM stands for Pastor Marcia. And years ago, Cindy, when she was here as part of our congregation here before she moved to Idaho, would call me Prime Minister. Did you know that, PJ?
I remember that.
Prime Minister,
PM,
yes.
Prime Minister.
Yes, that's right. Welcome, Cindy Henderson from Idaho. So glad you're on with us today. You know, God is moving by His Spirit, moving all over the world. Signs and wonders when God moves. Move, O Lord, in us. Pastor Jim, that's our goal. That's our prayer.
Amen.
Signs and Wonders, the name of the series. Go ahead.
And we're starting to see that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we're believing God for some really big things. I mean, prophetically, things came out this morning at church.
Yes.
And, you know, things are going to move. And, of
yes.
course, you know, some words were spoken today, and already the devil's trying to shore up opposition,
of course,
and confusion and distress and whatever. But no,
But he does that so that we will get intimidated and fearful and say, oh, no, the devil's fighting me, so I better back off.
Right, and that's exactly what he wants us to do, but we're not going to back off.
No,
we're going to stand firm. We're going to see God's victory. What was the angel said to Mary?
And yes.
I'm going to do it kind of literally here. Not one rhema of God will fail.
Right.
You know, where the angel said, you know, not one word of God or nothing shall be impossible. Not one word.
Not one word. Mary's response was, be it done to me
according to your rhema word.
Yes. Yes.
Let it be done to me.
Rhema is the Greek word for the God-inspired word.
Right. The personalized word.
The personalized
word.
On it's time.
Literally the spoken, like the word that's spoken to you.
Exactly.
And, you know, the angel said nothing. No rhema shall be impossible. And, you know, God was giving out rhema all over the place this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's not going to be impossible. There were some words spoken about me that are not going to be impossible. You know, God will bring it to pass.
Yes.
Every word of God is true, faithful. God is true to his word, and we're going to see it come to pass.
And so often we are afraid to branch out and really move into the things of God, especially the things of the Holy Spirit, because they seem different. And some of you that are out there today, this program, now in its 12th year, every Sunday afternoon, is a total testimony to God putting it within our hearts over 12 years ago to do this, and then the door opening for that. And I would say to listeners everywhere, God's got something in store for you. And you got to spend time in the Word. You got to spend time praising and worshiping and finding out what God has for you. Pastor Jim, comment on that, and then we'll go to a song here in just a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's true. And, you know, one of the things, it was a prophetic message through me, but I think it was also, I know it was a prophetic message for me. Because even though I've been charismatic for 45 years, I'm still really cautious.
Right, sure.
You know, I'm cautious about these.
Cindy, he's changing.
Well, God told me.
PJ's changing.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
You know, don't worry about it. And I think that, you know, was for everybody because it is a new day.
It is.
We're going to see gifts move.
Yes.
Like we've never seen before.
Right.
It's going to be Acts all over again.
Well, we've been teaching the book of Acts here for the last couple months, and we are seeing it in our own congregation, which is what God wants us to be, boldly believing him for signs and wonders. And I think the thing that sums it up for me today is the word hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. This is what God wants. Cindy, comment on that before we go to this song. And by the way, this first song, is the title of it is Hallelujah by Mike's Chair. Go ahead.
So Ezekiel 12:25, but I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it shall be fulfilled without delay.
Woo! Ezekiel what?
12:25.
Ooh, I like that. Say it one more time before we go to Mike's Chair.
But I, the Lord, will speak what I will, and it shall be fulfilled without delay.
And so be it. Praise God. Hallelujah is the name of this song. Hallelujah is what we say today as we begin this new show.
I know that I am yours.
need to play that song more often.
That's a great song.
By the group Mike's Chair, You Have Saved My Life. Hallelujah. You have set my heart on fire. And oh, how it burns for you. Whoa, that's what it's all about. People get fired up today because we are this crazy group here. Nan will probably join us a little bit here and there. And Cindy and PJ and I, Pastor Marcia, all from Beacon of Hope. And PJ is actually Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. Me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Cindy Henderson in Idaho, and Nan Watson right here. And all of us are fired up. Cindy, I just wish that you were still here locally with us. But we are so glad that we have you from time to time on our radio, that you're on our radio team, and we have you on the air from time to time with us because you are such a joy. Because there is a quality in you, Cindy Henderson, that is that song pertains to. You got your heart on fire for God, and you always have had from the time I first met you, which is many years ago now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It has been a long time, hasn't it?
She just says, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's me.
It's been a very long time. When you stop and think about it, it has.
It has, yes. And you know, we're all on a mission here. We're on a trip. You know, we're on a journey, if you will. We are journeying from complacency, from getting by, going to church here and there, whatever. I think there's an awful lot of Christians in this world who are still in that place, Pastor Jim, of complacency, of just kind of, I'm saved, yeah. And but they're not on fire.
They see no reason for the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it?
Well, I think part of it is they believe lies.
Okay.
You know, if you get on fire for God, people are going to think you're a fanatic and call you names. And, you know, you don't want that. You don't want to be an embarrassment to anybody.
Right. But you know what? The best place to be is in the absolute center of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, for those of our audience that may say, y'all are just a little wild, I'm getting ready to turn the channel. Why would they hang with us? Why would they hang with us for this show? Because why would they do that?
Some people they don't do it because they've never done it.
Okay.
And that is
something new.
You know, we've never done it that way.
Right.
Or we've always done it this way.
Right.
That's a terrible excuse to do or not do something, because old ways are not necessarily good ways.
Right.
And there's varieties of ways to do things.
Right.
And I know I grew up in an atmosphere where it was a Baptist church. My dad, Baptist minister, charismatic things. Speaking in tongues, healing, prophecy, raising your hands when you're worshiping or praying. Those things were unheard of.
Yeah, unheard of, yeah.
And the Christian college that I went to actually taught against those things.
Right, exactly.
These things are wrong, they're bad, they're sins. They don't exist anymore.
Right.
This was New Testament, and they're done.
Right.
But there was always been a hunger in me or something that says there's more.
There's more, yeah.
I'm missing something. There's more.
Yeah.
And back in, oh, goodness, probably 2001, I went to my first charismatic conference. Scared the living daylights out of me. But it was like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
This is what I've been missing.
Right.
This is what this is all along. This is what I thought it was supposed to be. And I mean, somebody went to pray for me. People were falling out all around me.
Just falling. She was praying. They couldn't stand in the power of God. Right.
Right. She was praying for them. They were falling like dominoes. She got to me and I stepped back and said, no, thank you.
Did you really? Yeah.
I did. Because it was scary and it was different. But boy, you know what? I think it was 3 years later, that very same pastor prayed for me, and I had my first experience with God actually touching me in a way
profound
that I had never felt before or since. And wow, that one experience keeps me going because it was so very powerful.
Well, you've just set up perfectly why we are doing this series in the Book of Acts, Signs and Wonders. Because when Jesus went back to heaven, he said for the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, to wait until the Holy Spirit came, and that then they would have the power to be his witnesses, okay? So that's the incentive. These disciples got together in the upper room, and for 10 days they prayed. That's in Acts chapter 1. And then on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus left this earth and went on to heaven, the Holy Spirit fell, what you're talking about, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit hit all these people, and people were saved. I mean, thousands were saved at one time. There was an absolute huge revival, and that is what we want in this day and time. We want to see a mighty move of God change every one of us. So we're excited and turned on for God. PJ, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, We need that revival.
We do.
We desperately need a true revival, because we can make all the laws we want to punish what's wrong and whatever. But until people's hearts change,
it's a heart change. Yeah,
it's not going to matter. I mean, you can you can't legislate salvation.
Right. No.
And you can't legislate morality.
No.
No.
You can make laws to put hedges around it.
Right.
But it has to come from the heart.
It's the heart, yeah.
I mean, I can make, and I think especially now, we just need to pray that we do have a revival, that people get honest with God.
Yeah, right.
Because unless we do...
Right.
What good is it? And it doesn't, people, if they can't depend on God, will depend on something.
Right.
And people need to know they can depend on God.
Amen.
They can trust God. He's faithful. We've mentioned that before.
Yes.
He's faithful to his word. He can be believed. And we just need a true move to counteract, and I may step on toes here, but to counteract all the false moves and the false views now that people have of Bible-believing Christians.
Right. We need to be like these people in that first song, on fire for God. And it's okay to be different, and it's a good different, when we so want God to move in our lives that we are willing to be, quote-unquote, embarrassed or out there or a little strange. Let's go to Acts chapter 14. We're going to talk about Paul and Barnabas, who were ministering in towns, and the Jews, the religious leaders, would get all bent out of shape and would come after them and really give them a hard time, And we see at the end of Acts 13 that Paul and Barnabas, when one of these towns, they really were just basically not welcome. And it says that these people turned on Paul and Barnabas and they forced them to leave. Paul and Barnabas shrugged their shoulders and went on to the next town, Iconium, brimming with joy in the Holy Spirit, two happy disciples. I love that sentence. Go ahead, PJ, Cindy, I want your comment on that.
Yeah, I've got the Revised Amplified. It says
the Revised Amplified.
Well, because there's the classic, now there's this new one. It said, they did force them out.
Right.
But they, in verse 51, they shook the dust from their feet in protest.
Right.
That was a really nasty symbolic act.
Right.
I mean, it's like, we don't even want to carry your dirt to the next town. So, I mean, that.
Wow.
That's how. And it's like it was a separation.
Yeah.
And that was important.
But it did not stop them from going to the next town.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Right?
What they did, it's like, our business is finished here.
Right.
Although they did come back later on to make sure the church was okay. They said, you know what, leaders, our business is done here. We're moving on.
And sometimes that's the way it is in our ministries, too. Cindy, comment on any of that? while we go to Acts 14, verse 1, if you have your Bible.
I can see them shrugging their shoulders and going, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. I think they said that back then, whatever.
There was a spiritual version of it, I'm sure.
Okay, all right, okay.
But I think that I've had this thought many times when someone has wronged me or when a situation has developed that I was not treated fairly, whatever, and that, okay, I'm moving on. However, the blessing of God moves on with me.
Yeah, there you go.
So whatever blessing of God is on me that I brought to this situation, this relationship, this place, now that you've rejected me, that blessing moves on with me.
Oh, Cindy.
Woo! So, yeah, and it's never a thought that I've expressed to anyone, but it's always something that comes into my spirit when these things happen.
So you never expressed that to anyone, but you just did right now on the air to all these countries around the world. Countless numbers of people know that Cindy Henderson takes her blessing with her when she leaves a relationship.
That's right. Well, when you go, go big.
Yeah, PJ, go ahead.
Well, that's good. Jesus told the disciples.
That's right.
To do
he did. He
in
did.
Matthew chapter 10, he says, yes. If the family living in the house is worthy, welcoming you and your message, give it your blessing of peace. That is a blessing of well-being and prosperity.
Right.
The favor of God. But if it's not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. Whoever does not mm-hmm. welcome you nor listen to your message as you leave that house or city, shake the dust of it off your feet.
I love it.
In contempt,
whoa.
Breaking all ties.
There you go,
wow.
Cindy.
What was that reference again?
Matthew 10, 13, and 14.
Woo! We love that. Okay, so let's see what happens. So Paul and Barnabas leave that town, and they go to Iconium in Acts chapter 14. And they went to the meeting place. That's where they always started when they went into a new town. They went to the synagogue and where the Jews were. And they gave a message. And the message convinced both Jews and non-Jews, and not just a few of them. And so, in other words, they were persuasive preachers. But the unbelieving Jews worked up a whispering campaign. I love that in the Message Bible. A whispering campaign. I've been the victim of many whispering campaigns. Have any of you guys... against Paul and Barnabas, sowing mistrust and suspicion in the minds of the people. This is what the devil does, folks. He will do that, especially in churches. He will sow discord, mistrust, suspicion, a whispering campaign to try to knock saints out of churches. Let me tell you, because I've pastored on and off since I was 22, and I will tell you, and that's a long time, Cindy. And so I'm telling you right now, I've been the victim of it so many times I can't even count it. Where people one day are your friend and your best friend or your buddy and whatever, you're hanging out with them, and the next minute you hear that they're talking about you behind your back. This is what the devil does, and this is what the devil did here in Acts chapter 14. And so the disciples, Paul and Barnabas, it says, going ahead, anyway, the two apostles were there for a long time, speaking freely and openly and confidently, and presented the clear evidence of God's gift. In other words, they were doing miracles and wonders. And then there was a split in public opinion, and some were siding with the Jews and some with the apostles. And so it got so bad, they had planned to beat them up. And so they escaped as best they could, and they went to the next towns. And we're going to see that the next town they go to is one named Lystra. And in Lystra, there was a certain man, and he was in need. And dear ones, if God closes one door, listen, folks, if God closes a door, he's going to open another one. I've heard it said, if God closes a door, he'll open a window. Well, he will do what it takes to get his message out. I don't know who that's for, But I will tell you that sometimes areas of ministry close. PJ?
Yeah, that's true.
He's eating some nerds in there or
the
something.
Stuff Nan's
Nan brings candy.
Mini sweet tarts.
Can you turn me over there?
I will turn you on. You're,
I want to correct this. It is not nerds. He has sweet tarts, chewy sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts.
That way they're quiet while he chews them.
Well, thank you very much, Nan, for bringing that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I need candy mailed to me, please.
Yeah, see, you didn't share. You didn't share, Nan. You didn't share with Cindy.
I bet
Idaho.
She'll send some now.
I bet you will. Get your address to us so we can send you some candy. Well, but go ahead, PJ. I'm just teasing you, so go ahead.
I know. I was going to bring up the point in verse 3. You know, even though it was divided, and let me tell you, the gospel brings division. Okay? You preach the gospel, and it forces people to decide. What are you going to do with these claims about Jesus? And so the town got divided. Some sided with the apostles, Paul and Barnabas, and some, you know, with the unbelievers. But then it says that they continued speaking boldly and confidently, for the Lord, the word of the Lord, who continued, and I love this, to testify to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders.
Ooh, yeah.
To be done by them.
Yes.
Some people, like Cindy, you mentioned it earlier, some people think those days are gone. You know, why do we need the word confirmed? In this unbelieving age, come on.
We need it.
We need the word confirmed. And God said right here that, you know, the word says that God did it.
Right.
And we talked this morning in church how that was a promise.
Right.
That Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And then in Mark 16:20, it says, and they, the apostles, went out everywhere preaching the good news.
Yes.
And God worked with them and confirmed his word with signs and wonders.
Amen. And signs and wonders are when God does these miracles, these crazy, wonderful things that happen. Answers to prayer, people are healed, and all of them, which today's word for our Signs and Wonders series is healing. So, Cindy, give us a comment here on any of that before we do this next song by Mercy Me.
I would just encourage people, if they're, you know, if they're on the fence, if they're afraid, pray about it and say, okay, Lord, if this is real, show me. Give me an
Amen.
Experience. Send an experience. And it may not be some mind-blowing, fall down, have a vision experience, but it may be just something simple in everyday life. Here a few weeks ago, there's a person that I send a verse to every day just as encouragement and feeding into her life. And I had a verse all picked out, and I had it typed on my phone and in my messaging, and God very clearly said, nope, not that one.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, which one?
Right.
And a verse popped into my head, and it's like,
that's how God does it.
Okay. It's like, okay. And I have the Bible app on my phone, and you can read that verse in a myriad of different versions.
Right.
And, so I, you know, scanned several different versions of it, and one of them just jumped out at me. It's like, oh, that's the one.
Right.
And I sent it, and within moments, she sent back and said, oh my goodness, you know, that's perfect. That, and then told me what was happening. And she goes, that came just at the right time. And it's like, I sent back, it's like, yeah, God thing, you know.
God thing.
Because I was going to send a different verse, and he specifically said, no, you know, send this one instead. So it could be something as simple as that.
Following.
But just ask,
go ahead.
Right. Ask and then be aware.
Yes.
Ask for it and be aware of your everyday situation and what's going on. And he'll prove himself to you.
He will. The hurt and the healer, Mercy Me. We'll be right back.
Jesus, please don't let this go in vain. You're all I have, all that remains. So here I am, what's left of me, where glory meets my suffering. I'm alive, even though part of me has died. You take my heart and breathe it back to life. I fall into your arms open wide when the hurt and the healer cry. Breathe. Sometimes I feel it's all. It's the moment when humanity is overcome by majesty, when grace is ushered in for good, and all our scars are understood, when mercy takes its rightful place, and all these questions fade away, when out of a weakness we must bow, and hear you say it's over now. Even though part of me has died, you take this heart and breathe it back to life.
Praise God, the hurt and the healer. You may be feeling like the first part of that, that you're the hurt. You're the one that's full of hurt and bitterness and unforgiveness and situations in your life that you don't understand why they happened. And you have not only questions, but you have a whole lot of hurt deep down. And listen to this whole show today, because we are talking about the healer. Yes, we acknowledge the hurt. A lot of us have been greatly hurt in ministry, in marriages, in workplace situations, in friendships. And I mean, we could go on and on. Hurt is a part of life. And yet we know the healer, Pastor Jim. We know the healer. And I want to take us to verse 19 of Acts 14. We did not talk about this morning in our service, because we're going to see what happens in Acts 14, that Paul and Barnabas, even though things were going a little better, the Jews from Antioch and Iconium, and we're going to go back and fill in a minute, caught up with them and turned the fickle crowd against them. And we're talking about this so often. People are turned against us, especially in ministry. Fickle means they just blow one way or the other, you know? They beat Paul unconscious, and they dragged him outside the town and left him for dead. Okay? I mean, we're talking about really beating somebody up. But the word, the next word is but, as the disciples gathered around him, he came to and he got up. He was knocked out cold. But as they gathered around him, and I believe they were praying. It doesn't say the word praying there, but I believe that's why they gathered around him. They didn't gather around him just to stare at him in his unconscious state. I believe they gathered around him and prayed. And then he came to and he got up and he went back into town. And the next day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Cindy, there are so many times we feel in the ministry, in our workplace environment, maybe in our home environment, that we've just been beat up and left for dead, you know, that mm-hmm. it just seems like nothing has worked well in that situation. I've been there. We've all been there, haven't we? Cindy, comment on that. But look, as people gathered around Paul and began to intercede for him, he just stood right up on his feet. Cindy, comment on that, and then we'll go to Pastor Jim. He wants to comment on this. I can tell.
I'm in one of those times right now. It's been an extended time of nothing working quite well or quite right. But there's only two choices. You give up or you keep going.
Right.
And you just keep holding on to God's promises. Pray him over you every
yes.
single day,
yes.
multiple times a
yes.
day, and you will see the results. And God says he doesn't delay.
Right.
You know, he speaks it and he doesn't delay.
Right.
His timing is different than ours, because when I look at it, I think you are definitely delaying.
Right.
But his timing is, he can see the whole picture.
Well, and he's getting all his ducks in a row.
Right. He's getting it all lined up. And,
right.
And if I could see what he sees, I'm sure that looking all along the way, I would see the promises being fulfilled
right.
as I was walking through this wilderness period.
Right.
So, you know, just hang on to the promises. Ask him for a promise.
Right.
Ask him for one. Give me a promise to hold on to, and then hang on to it for dear life. Pray it over and over and over
right.
again, as much time as it takes to get it down into your spirit, and he will prove himself.
Amen. This is a good example of physical hurt and physical pain, and he was healed right there on the spot. And we're going to talk more about all kinds of healing in this show, but go ahead, PJ.
Well, just a couple of things. I can identify. Remember, I said I was a Jesus freak. I wasn't kidding. The summer after I got saved, I worked for my hometown city in the water and sewer department, because I had like summer job, in, you know, when I wasn't at school. And one of the guys there persecuted me. I mean, literally, I'm not, you know, to the point that one time, because he didn't like Jesus, he always, you know, I don't know, pseudo-intellectual, whatever. But any talk about Jesus, he just couldn't take. And at one point, he just clipped a pair of vice grips on my back.
Whoa.
Yeah, literally. I mean, so, of course, you know, one of my spiritual gifts is martyrdom. seriously. I was not happy to see that. But, I mean,
right.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've experienced
physical,
that type of
yeah.
persecution.
Right.
And then, you know, even Paul later on in Acts 14 says in verse 22, when they went back strengthening the churches they had just established,
yes.
he said, remember, it's through many tribulations
right.
and hardships that we must enter the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say, oh, you get saved, everything will be hunky-dory. Well,
no.
We all know that's not true. You know, there will be times of hardship, persecution. The devil doesn't want you to succeed. There, you know, Satan's going to try everything he can. Sickness, mental issues, addictions, whatever it takes to stop you, he's going to do. And, you know, Paul says it's through all this that we enter the kingdom of God. And he, you know what? The thing we just need to remember is, A, the devil's a liar. B, the devil's defeated.
Exactly.
When Jesus came up out of that grave,
right.
He took the keys of hell and death
Amen.
Away from Satan.
Amen.
He's toothless. He can only just, he can roar. He can't bite. He can
right.
only roar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Satan cannot get into his own house without asking Jesus for the key.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Jesus has to let him in.
Well, and you know, so often I think that we hear teachings or what about the power of the devil, and he is powerful in that he has these little tricks of his trade, and where he tries to, like here with Paul, tried to kill him, but prayer was more powerful than that, and Paul just raised right up, sat up, and got up and went back in town. You know, I mean, really, seriously, you're going to beat me to death? No, you're not.
And then he walked back into the same town where
they just
threw rocks at him.
Threw rocks at him, yeah. And with Stephen, those rocks killed him. But God had a purpose. He was not done with Paul at this
right.
point.
No, Paul still had a number of good
years
left.
Paul had a lot to do yet for the kingdom. And so, people, I guess the point we want to make here is about emotional healing, because that's kind of where I guess we are right this minute. And then we're going to go up to the physical healing here in verse 8 of Acts 14. But so often, people turn on us. Things happen. It can be a mate. It can be a workplace situation where you're demoted instead of promoted. On and on. There can be so many things in our lives. Family hassles where you suddenly are not talking to this one or that one or whatever. Yeah, this stuff happens in life because the devil is always behind there trying to steal your joy and your peace, trying to discourage you from serving God and saying, oh, this thing of serving God is just too hard. Look how you constantly get hurt. And I'm telling you here as a pastor who's been doing this basically all my life, that yes, those trials and tribulations come. And Paul was right when he said that. Aren't you glad that I agree with Paul here, Pastor Jim, in verse 22, that through many tribulations, right.
I'm very glad that you agree with Paul.
It's true. I do. And
otherwise, we would fall into disagreement.
That's right. And we cannot be because we are in agreement. And so, therefore, there are so many times when we let these hurts destroy us, really make us weak. Talk to us, Cindy, about this.
It's hard because sometimes you feel like you're in a prize fight and you're just being pummeled.
Right.
And the temptation is to just stay down and
call. Oh, yeah. The temptation is to give up, don't you think?
Yeah, just, hey, referee walks over and goes, nope, that's it. You're done.
Right, right.
But there are bigger consequences to pay for that down the road. You miss out on so many things. You miss out on blessings and growth. You can't be a good testimony for perseverance to other people if you quit. You know, there's the negatives far outweigh the positives of
right.
continuing to fight and press on.
You gotta press on. Yeah.
And the Bible says you press on toward that mark, you know, toward that finish line, to get that prize.
Amen.
And so it's hard. Life
is hard. It is hard,
humans,
but it's worth
humans,
it.
And humans are difficult.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line. Life
human
is hard,
beings.
Humans are difficult. But I believe that God will surround us with those that he wants around us.
Sure, he will.
To pull us up, to get us back to where we need to be, to strengthen us, to encourage us. The radio broadcast is one of those things for me.
Yes.
I look forward to it. It came at a time when I was asking God, you know, I just don't feel like I have a voice. I don't feel like I have a way to express the things that you've put inside of me. And
you do now.
I get an email from Pastor Marcia.
That's right. Cindy, we need you.
Yeah, hang in there. You know, hang in there. It's
right.
worth it. There are blessings that just will amaze you if you just keep going.
We're going to do this song, Matthew West, The Healing Has Begun. And for those of you out there that are just beat down right now, remember that people surrounded Paul and they prayed for him. And he rose up and he was fine. There's a line in this song that says, mercy remembers your name. We sang at the nursing home a little while ago, right after church, we had our nursing home ministry. And we sang, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Mercy remembers your name, dear listener.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. You've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day, yeah, today is the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Praise God. I'm going to pray for you right now, dear audience member. Because God wants to do a fresh new work of healing in every single one of our hearts right now. Some of us are beat up and we're bruised and we're battered and we feel like we can't get a break. And God would say, if that is you out there in Radio Land right now, God sees your pain. Mercy remembers your name. And God is having mercy on you. We pronounce mercy in your situation right now. Grace, God's grace, that's greater than anything that we've done to mess up things. God's grace and mercy. Mercy remembers your name. Reach up and grab it right now and take it by faith. We pray for you right now, wherever you are in this big world. We pray for you that God's Holy Spirit would minister peace and mercy and healing into your brokenness. We declare it right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, God knows where you are. I don't, but God does. And so we declare that healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive it by faith and ask God to heal your hurts, heal your bruises, heal your brokenness. Cause you to be able to forgive and let go of situations. Let go of your bitterness. Let go of any resentment. Let it go. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the song, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our listeners right now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nan's got a poem. We're going to let her read it. God just gave it to her. Pastor Jim, we're going to do that song next Sunday. The healing has begun. Pastor Matthew West. Okay?
Send me an email, or I will forget.
All right. All right, we will. Go ahead, Nan.
I am here for you, precious one. I see all that you face. You will make it through all things. You will make it by my grace. My mercy is definitely here for you. Will you allow the healing to begin? It's up to you. What will it be? You will make it, for I heal after all sins. Do you desire peace within you? It can be that way. Do you believe? Of it, you may not believe it can be. However, of it now begin to receive.
Mm.
You know, it's just...
Right on.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
And that's what that poem from God is saying, is it's a choice, and you can receive it
and
if
you can.
Choose to.
Praise God. If you'd like a copy of that, just write me, pastor at BOHMglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. We'll get you a copy of that. Pastor at BOHMglobal.com. Pastor Jim, talk to us about this, because... You know, this whole healing thing is more than physical problems. And a lot of times physical problems are the result of the bruised and brokenhearted. Jesus said in his first sermon in Luke chapter 4 that he has come to heal the brokenhearted and the bruised, the beat up.
He was quoting Isaiah 61. And which was a prophetic word about the Messiah. He said, the Lord God has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to... You know, to heal the brokenhearted, to give sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed. And when we were speaking before, just kind of touching on this, the Lord led me back to Isaiah 53 and verse 4. And in fact, well, I'm going to back up to verse 3. He was despised and rejected of men. Well, we've all been there.
It's talking about Jesus,
right,
prophetically.
A man of
we've
sorrows.
Been there too. Right.
And pain, and acquainted with grief.
Sure.
I want our listeners to know that Jesus is not some far off God. He became human for us. He knew grief. He knew pain. It says he, you know, a man of sorrows. He took every sorrow that we have. And it says he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or esteem him. In verse 4, but in fact, he bore our griefs. He bore our griefs. All those inward pains that we have, he took to the cross as surely as he took our sins there. And he has carried our sorrows and pains. And yet we assume that he was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our wickedness.
God. Yes.
The punishment required for our well-being, some translations say peace, but it means well-being.
Yes.
Fell upon him, and by his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed.
We are healed.
And what sin did not just bring physical issues.
Right.
You know? It didn't just bring sickness and death. It brought brokenness to our spirits, to our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions. It brought brokenness to our bodies.
Yes.
And when Jesus went to the cross, his sacrifice took care of all of that.
Amen.
Took care of physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing.
Praise God.
It's done.
It's done.
You know, he took care of all of sin's consequences so that we could... have well-being.
Amen.
It says the chastisement that brought us well-being, that brought us peace,
yes,
was upon him.
Jesus.
He did that. And that's just not talking, oh, my sins are forgiven. Every consequence of sin.
The brokenness, the bruises.
The brokenness,
yes,
has been taken,
yes,
care of.
Yes, amen. Isaiah 53, 3 to 7, about?
Yeah, 3 to 7.
Praise God. Look at that, study it, and really get it on the inside of you, because God has already taken these bruises, these broken areas in your life. We're going to talk more about this and physical healing in our next hour, so don't go anywhere. Call a friend and say, hey, why don't you listen to Living the Good Life with me? So that's what this show is, and you can go to tantalknetwork.com right here. We are in the station in Clearwater, where we are every Sunday afternoon. You go to tantalknetwork.com globally and go to podcasts and go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, in order to find past shows. Plus, our webmaster, who is amazing, got everything caught up this past week for our Thursday night show and this Sunday show. We try to catch it up every month or two on our two websites. So you can go to our ministry website, which is www.bohmglobal.com, and go to the radio shows. And we have titles there of all this series we've been doing. So go there and listen and catch up, and also listen to our Thursday night show, Go Yard, with Dr. Angel and me. And that is at 6:06 p.m. right here on this station, same station. And it's a life coaching show, and we're starting a new series this Thursday night, so you don't want to miss it, 6:06 p.m. And we have prayer ministry. And Cindy, you have used that prayer ministry a lot, for not just for yourself, but for people you know. Prayers, yep, at bohmglobal.com. Why? It's email, and why would they use it?
Because prayer changes things. And
amen.
People now are getting to where, when they have something going on, they'll actually come to me.
Praise
and,
God.
And say, hey, could you request prayer like you did before?
Right.
Because you guys will type up,
woo,
a prayer specific to that situation and send it out. And, you send it back to me, and I distribute it to
yes,
the person that it's for.
Right.
And so now people are actually coming and asking.
Praise God.
Prayers.
Praise God. Praise God. And so we encourage you to do that. We want you to use that prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And don't forget to send your prayer or your praise reports in when you get them, because we're seeing so many praise reports, it fills a service sometimes. We got to do this station ID, but we're glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life right here on 106.1 FM in Tampa Bay, 104.3 FM, and also tantalknetwork.com. All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life, second hour. I'm Pastor